Welcome to Unit 5, Advertising.
本单元学习目标：一、通过本单元对话课的学习，进一步学会运用表达同意和不同意的日常交际用语 ，agreement and disagreement。二、阅读课文 ，advertising， 了解广告的一般常识及其作用。三、复习过去分词做定语、表语、宾语、补足语和状语的用法。Okay, now let's come to our dialogue. Well, today we're going to talk about advertisements. Now, where can you find advertisement?
You can find advertisements on magazines, television, billboards, and radio.
Yeah. Now, why do companies advertise?
Advertisers advertise to promote their products, everything from food to cars.
Now, do you watch advertisements on TV?
I do, and there's some of them that I do find very amusing.
Really? Good. Well, next, please read the dialogue silent and try to find out the answer to this question.
Whose idea for advertising program is the best?
Bob's idea is the best. Number two.
What is his idea? To have comments from secretaries and typists who are already using the computer and let them express their satisfaction with the product.
That's it. Well, next, please listen to the dialogue again with your books open and then...Pick out the expressions about agreement and disagreement. 好，下面同学们再听一遍对话。在听对话的过程当中啊，请把表示这个同意和不同意的一些个日常交际用语呢挑出来。那 Let's see.
I think it would be a good idea too.
Do you think so?
I don't think so.
Do you think that...
I'm afraid I can't agree with you.
That's true or that's right.
Of course I agree.
What exactly are you suggesting?
No problem.
Okay, 请同学们记住这些个表示同意和不同意的一些个日常交际用语，并学会在日常当中使用。Okay, now let's come to the language points here.
Any ideas?
有什么意见吗？或者是有什么想法吗？注意，这是一个省略句，完整的句子应该是 Have you got any ideas? 或者是 Are there any ideas? 在对话当中啊，经常会出现这种省略句，比如说 OK 相当于我们常说 That's OK 或 No problem, There's no problem 等等。 Any 呢，以及 Any 的一些个合成词，比如说像 Anything, Anybody 等等开头的句子呢，这个省略句呢常用于对话中，与用来征求这个意见或者是了解情况。 For instance,
Any questions?
相当于 Have you got any questions?
Any news?
Have you got any news?
Anything to say?
Have you got anything to say?
Anything else?
Do you want anything else?
Anybody else?
Is there anybody else? 那么这都是由 any 或者是 any 的一些个合成词，这个放在句首，这个成了一个省略句。但是呢，它在具体当中呢是什么意思呢？同学们应该自己学会，能够看出来。Number two.
I think...It would be a good idea to have comments from secretaries and typists who are already using it.
也就是说，听听使用这种计算机的秘书和打字员的这个意见，我认为是个好主意。注意 ，I think it would be a good idea to do something. 那么这是一个非常委婉的提出建议的一个交际用语，表示我想干某事是个什么什么好主意。For instance,
I'm afraid I'm putting on weight.
I think it would be a good idea to keep on doing morning exercises. 也就是说啊，恐怕我在发胖了。那么对方呢，给他提出一个建议呢，就是说坚持做早操，我想是不错的，是很好的一种锻炼的啊方法。The next one,
I haven't got any information on this matter.
关于这件事，我没有得到任何的消息。I think it would be a good idea to ask your secretary. 我想呢，去问问你的秘书，这倒是个好主意。Number three.
Then they can express their satisfaction with the product.
那时呢，他们可以发表呢对产品表示不满意的意见。Express one's satisfaction with 表示对什么什么。啊，这个表示满意啊，这么个意思。其中的 satisfaction 是一个名词，它是由动词 satisfy 派生而来的。For instance,
the teacher expresses his satisfaction with the results for the experiment.
老师对实验结果呢表示满意 ，express one's satisfaction with. Okay, now next one.
His wife.Has never expressed her satisfaction with the living conditions.
他的妻子从来没有对生活条件表示过满意。Number four.
Do you think so?
Well, this is a very polite way of disagreeing with someone. 这是一个非常含蓄的表示不同意的用语。好，我们来看一看这样的例句。
What do you think of Bob?
Perhaps he's nice, but he's very quiet. He seldom says anything.
Do you think so? Do you think he doesn't like talking? There he comes, talking with friends. Look how cheerful he is.
那么如果这里呢用了 I don't think so 来代替 Do you think so 就会显得这个人说话硬邦邦的并且呢也缺乏涵养所以呢请同学们注意一下 Do you think so 这个表达方法 Number five
So what exactly are you suggesting
那么你想提点什么建议呢句子当中的这个 so 是连词用来呢同上文的句子相连表示因此那么的意思我们来看例句。
We'll get to the station at about 3.
So, we will catch the 3:30 train. 句子当中啊，用了现在进行时态。Are you suggesting? 表示即将发生的动作或者是准备做的事。全句呢，大体相当于 So, what exactly are you going to suggest? 好，我们来再看一些其他例句。
When are you having a holiday?
How long are you staying in London? 注意这里面的 have 和 stay 都用了进行时态表将来的动作。Number six.
We can bring in some humor too.
我们还可以插进点幽默的话。那么短语动词 bring in 表示带进来或者是引进来。For instance,
Bring the washing in. It's raining.
把洗的衣服拿进来，下雨了。The next one.
The foreigners brought in new things and new ideas.
外国人带来了新事物和新思想。Number seven.
What kind of advertisements do you read or watch on TV, if any?
在 Part 2 Practice 当中的第一句呢这个有这样的一个句子它表示呢就是说如果你看了广告的话你看哪类广告呢句子当中的这个 if any 相当于 if you read any 的省略。在复合句当中啊，如果从句的某个成分同主语的这个成分相同的时候，常常可以省略以避免重复。我们来看一些其他的例句。
We will certainly help you if we can.
它相当于 if we can help you. The next one.
They will get everything ready tomorrow, if not earlier.
这句话相当于 if they can't get it ready earlier. Okay, so much for lesson 17. Now let's come to lesson 18, advertising.Well, please read the passage quickly and try to find out the answers to the following questions. Number one.
What is one advantage of advertising? It makes a product cheaper.
Number two.
How many people might work together to produce an advertisement?5.
Well, the next, please read the whole passage again, but this time carefully, and then we will do part 2, note making on page 27. The first one, how can you advertise?
By using radio, TV, cinema, magazines, newspapers,large boards, signs, balloons, messages pulled behind planes, and so on.
Number two, what can you advertise?
Products, service, political leaders in Western countries, and many more.
Mm-hmm.
Results of advertising.It increases product sales and reduces prices. People's jobs in advertising firm. One person is in charge of the program.
One person thinks up an idea.
One person writes the text.
One person buys space and time.
One person designs the advertisement.
Okay, so much for the note making. Now let's come to the language points. The first one.
The development of radio, television, cinema...Magazines and newspapers has gone hand in hand with the development of advertising.
无线电、电视、电影、杂志和报纸的发展同广告业的发展是齐头并进的。注意这里面有一个 has gone hand in hand with, it means has progressed at the same time as. 这里面的 hand in hand 表示同时发生的或密切相关的。For instance,
dirt and diseases go hand in hand.
也就是说这个不卫生啊和疾病是分不开的。Now number two.
Balloons and light airplanes can be used to pull huge signs as they fly slowly over a city.
也就是说还可以用气球和轻型飞机拖带大型标志在城市上空渐渐地飞翔。Number three.
Once managers would say jokingly, I know that half of what I spend on advertising is wasted, but I don't know which half.
那么就是说在过去啊经理们呢常常开玩笑的说我知道我花的这个广告费呢有一半是浪费了但是呢我不知道究竟呢是哪一半句子当中的这个 would say 表示过去经常这么说注意此处的这个 would 表示过去的习惯而不是过去将来时 For instance
Once he would take a seat at the back before the lecture began.
也就是说过去啊，当讲演开始前呢，他总是坐在后面的一个座位上。那 next one?
She explained the whole story, and her boss nodded understandingly.
好，注意这里面呢，这个里面有一个词啊 ,understandingly, 它的用法呢有点类似我们原句当中的这个 jokingly。Jokingly 表示开玩笑的，它是由动词 joke 的 ing 形式加后缀 ly 构成了一个副词，在句中呢做状语。那么类似的呢，有我们比如说这句的 understandingly 啊，这个表示呢这个可以理解的。那么这句话的意思呢，就是说他解释了事情的这个全部经过，然后呢他的上司理解的点了点头。好，我们再看一个句子。
He replied laughingly, aren't you making the same mistakes?
那也就是说他大笑着回答说，你不也是犯着同样的错误吗？ Number four.
The person at the advertising firm in charge of the matter then holds a meeting.
广告商啊，负责这项事务的人呢，召开会议。那么这里面呢有一个短语呢是 in charge of 表示负责。For instance,
She is in charge of the factory.
她负责呢这个工厂。那么我们看一看有关 charge 的一些个其他用法。For instance,
I would like to speak to the person in charge.
OK, 这里头没有介词 of, 我们只用了 in charge. 我想和这个有关负责人谈一谈。The next one.
She took charge of the family business when her father died.
也就是说当她父亲去世的时候呢，她来负责掌管这个家里的生意。 OK, number five.
Also present will be the person who thinks up an idea for an advertisement.
Well, this sentence, we can also say,A person who thinks up an idea for an advertisement will also be present. Okay? 也就是说呢，出席会议的人呢，还有广告的这个策划者。注意，这是一个将表语移到句首而形成的一个倒装结构，主要是为了保持句子的平衡，避免呢头重脚轻的现象。我们再看一些其他例句。For instance,
With him was a man of no more than 40.
跟他在一起的呢是一个不到40岁的这个男的。那么实际上这句话呢主语呢是 a man of no more than 40, 后面是 was with him. 那么我们看看主语非常长，谓语呢非常短，所以这是为了避免头重脚轻，我们把这个介词短语呢放到前面，而这里后呢用了一个主谓倒装形式。The next one.
Present at the conference were scientists and writers from many countries.
也就是说出席大会的有来自很多国家的科学家和这个作家。短语动词 think up 表示想出来或者是设计出来。For instance,
She thought up a funny game for the children to play.
也就是说他想出一个非常有趣的这个游戏呢给孩子们玩。
The prisoners tried to think up a plan for escape.
这个囚犯企图呢这拟出一个逃跑的计划。注意在这里面呢这个句子的后面呢还有一句话说的是 And a person who will buy space in newspapers,All time on TV, 也就是说以及呢要在报纸上买版面或向电视台买时段的人。 OK, number six.
If the advertising fails, having no effect on sales, the whole program will be reviewed.
也就是说如果广告失败了对销售额不起作用，那么整个计划就得重新评价。这里面有个短语是 have effect on, 叫对什么什么啊产生影响。For instance,
The medicine has no effect on him.
这个药物啊对他毫无效力，没有作用。在 part 3 and advertisement 最末呢有这么一个句子。
Isn't it time you made someone's life a bit easier?
该是让人们生活略微轻松一点的时候了吧。注意这里面有个 It's time somebody did something 这样一个结构，也就是 It's time 后面呢这个时态呢往往用一般过去时，注意它不是表示过去，这是一个虚拟语气的用法。我们来看一些其他例句。
It's time we started our work.
这就相当于我们以前学过那种句型。It's time for us to start our work.
It's time you gave a reply to us.
It's time for you to give a reply to us. Well, that's the end of lesson 18. Now let's come to lesson 19. Please read the passage quickly and try to find out the answer to this question.
What is one danger with selling your product abroad? You must make sure that the translation is correct.
Okay, now let's come to the language points here. The first one.
What makes a good advertisement?
也就是说，怎样才能使广告做得好呢？句子当中的这个 make...是个及物动词，表示有条件成为什么什么。For instance,
David will make a good football player.
Okay, 也就是说 David 将成为一个很好的足球运动员。注意 make 在这里表示成为。The next one,
cold tea makes a good drink in summer.
冷茶呢，或者是凉茶呢，是夏季很好的饮料。Number two.
Today's advertisement often start with a question or a puzzle with the purpose of attracting the reader's attention.
今天的广告啊，常常以一个问句或者一个谜语开头，目的是呢，引起读者的这个注意。这里头有一个短语呢，是 attract one's attention， 吸引呢某人的注意。For instance,
Her sweet voice attracted others' attention.
The next one.
You should pay attention to your pronunciation.
好，这个 attention 呢和 pay 这个搭配形成另外一个短语叫 pay attention to， 表示请注意什么什么。Now, number three.
Nobody bought the product. However, because when translated, it meant X puts living things into dry hair.
然而呢，谁也不来买这个产品，因为呢，原句意呢，经过这个翻译之后啊，意思就变成了 X 使干发生虫。句子当中的这个 when translated 相当于 when it was translated， 它是一个时间状语啊，相当于一个时间状语从句。注意，当从句的主语呢与主句的主语相同，而从句的谓动词是 be 动词的时候呢，这个可以用 when 加上过去分词这个结构。For instance,
Your exercises must be handed in immediately when finished.
When 相当于 when they are finished. The next one.
The shop assistant, when spoken to,did not make an answer.
也就是说这个那位营业员呢在别人同他说话的时候呢没有理睬。那么这里相当于是when she was spoken to. 好，在 part 3 writing 的信函中有这样一个句子。
Could you also suggest a time when it would suit you to visit us and try the machine?
你能不能提出一个适当的时间到我们这儿来试试机器呢？这里面的短语动词 try out 表示试验或者是检验。For instance,
Have the advertisers tried out the microcomputer themselves?
广告商他们自己试用过这种微机吗？ The next one.
The idea seems fine.But we need to try it out in practice.
这个主意似乎很好，不过呢，我们还需要在实践中呢加以检验。好，下面我们来复习一下这个一些个 过去分词的用法，这也是本单元的语法重点。好，我们来看这个例句。
We lived in a house built by my father.
我们住在由我父亲这个自己盖的房子里。这里的 built 是过去分词，它在句中呢做定语修饰前面 the house。那么之所以这用过去分词，是因为 build 和 house 之间是表被动，它相当于 we lived in the house which was built by my father， 房子和建之间表被动，所以这用的是过去分词，所以这是过去分词短语呢做状语修饰 the house。 好，我们再来看第二个句子。
The street is covered with snow。
OK， 那么这里面过去分词 covered 和分词短语在句中呢做的是表语。The next one.
I had my car repaired.
Okay. 这是说我叫别人把我的车给修了一下。这个 repaired 过去分词在句中充当的是宾语补足语，补充说明 my car 的，这是个宾语，所以这是过去分词做宾语补足语。好，我们来看最后一个句子。
Disturbed by the noise, we had to finish the meeting early.
由于呢这个被那声音呢所这个打扰，所以呢我们不得不早早的呢就这个结束了这次会议。这里头 disturbed 过去分词它引导的一个过去分词短语在句中做的是状语，在这里我们说可以表示原因。那么之所以这用过去分词，是因为 disturb 它的逻辑主语 we， 它和 we 之间呢是表的是被动，由于我们被什么什么声音所打扰，所以呢这是分词短语在句中呢做状语。
And that's the end of Unit 5.